The words of Jesus in today's gospel are found not only in the Gospel of Luke, but also in places in the Gospel of Matthew, and in some instances in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus says, "Try to enter through the narrow door." You can't get through the narrow door if you have lots of baggage with you. You can't carry lots of stuff and make it through. It's not unlike in St. Matthew's Gospel, where, in a sense, the same question is asked of Jesus, and Jesus says, "It is like a camel passing through the eye of a needle for a person heavily burdened to enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus says, you need to be sleek. You need to skinny down your life. You need to let the trappings fall. The people of Jesus' time practiced so many traditions and had so many rules and regulations about what it meant to be a believer, that while those rules and regulations were initially meant to be an assistance or a guide, they become a burden, and they became almost unable to be managed. And so the question is it only a few who are going to be able to be saved? Is it only a very few who will be able to observe all those traditions, all those laws, all those ordinances, all those decrees, all those words? Now, the way the Jewish community described those traditions and those ordinances, they referred to those traditions and ordinances as a yoke. A yoke is very important because the oxen cannot do their work, cannot walk the straight line, unless they are guided. And the yoke that rests on the necks of the oxen are what allow the oxen to be guided in their work. So the law and the tradition of Israel is like a yoke. It is meant to guide people in living their life of faith. But that yoke can become heavy. That yoke can become burdensome. That yoke can become impossible. And so, in another place in the gospel, Jesus says, if you're heavily burdened, if you're weighed down, if you're weary, come to me. Take my yoke upon your shoulders. Learn from me, for I am gentle and I am humble of heart, and your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. That's what Jesus is answering to the question. That for us to be disciples, we are to take upon ourselves that inclusive love of God which Jesus gave testimony to, that we are to take upon ourselves that graciousness with which Jesus manifested the saving love and mercy of God, that's the yoke we are to carry. That's the yoke that will guide us in doing our work as disciples. That's the yoke. Simple, sleek, clean, that allows one to enter the narrow door.